Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Chaf Aleph Kedas Ma Lasois Besitzios Shenifseku Uvetalisois Yeshanim. The halachas of what to do with tzitzis that have become severed and with old talises. There are a number of halachas concerning how to treat mitzvah items with proper respect. This siman discusses these halachas as they apply to tzitzis. Now, as an introduction to Sif Aleph, what we're going to see is that the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah are going to discuss the proper treatment of tzitzis strings. May one use them for mundane purposes, and when they are no longer in use, may one throw them in the garbage, and if not, must they be placed in Geniza? Although tzitzis are not inherently kadosh, like tefillin, they are still a mitzvah item. They don't have kedusha, but they have the mitzvah status. And therefore, you can't treat it in a degrading manner. That's the idea of bizui mitzvah. This is derived from the mitzvah of kisui hadam, covering the blood of a slaughtered animal with dirt. Based on the Torah's wording of this, Chazal derived that one may not kick earth onto the blood. He has to place it by hand. And the idea is that kicking the dirt would be degrading to the mitzvah. Now, as we've been talking about the issue of Geniza, we know that when things like a Torah scroll or tefillin are no longer in use, they can't be thrown out. They have to be stored in a concealed place in order to ensure that they're not mistreated. They could, for example, be buried. So what we'll see is the status of old tzitzis, mitzvah, cheftish al mitzvah, not a davar she b'kedusha. So we'll see Sif Aleph. Chutei tzitzis shenifseku yachol l'zarka la'ashba. Concerning tzitzis strings that become severed, one can throw them in the garbage. And they shei mitzvah she'ein b'gufa kedusha. But it's not a mitzvah that has any inherent kedusha. However, al kozman she'ein kavuyim b'talis asa l'shtamish b'em. However, as long as they are attached to the talis, it's aser to use them. To use them for something else. So even if the tzitzis, were severed and there's no longer an ability to use those tzitzis on this talis to the mitzvah, you can't go ahead and use the tzitzis to tie something with them. That would be bizui mitzvah. The Ramah adds the H omen, the afla achash nifsiku, ain lo hogben minag bizoyon lezarkam b'makoy mebuna. He brings down that there are those that say that even after they became severed, one cannot treat them in a degrading manner to discard them in a degrading place. Ain lo hogben minag bizoyon lezarkam b'makoy mebuna. Ela she'ein srichin geniza. But rather, they don't need. All it means is they don't need mamish. Geniza. Why not? Because again, they're not kedusha. What our minhag is to do is we put them in a bag. If you don't put them in geniza, you put them in a bag. You can throw them out. However, he says some are careful. He goes v'yesh mitaktik l'gnazan. There are those that are medaktik to actually put them in Geniza, v'machmir u'medaktik v'mitzvah tavol of bracha, and he says those who are machmir and careful regarding mitzvah shall be blessed. That's why it's definitely, people are definitely noyeg to actually put it in a Geniza, not merely put it in a bag and throw it out, which would be a way of discarding them without being mevatah them in the garbage. Let's see the Mishneh Berurahs on this Sif Katan Aleph Kute Tzitzis. So he says, this same law we're seeing here applies not only to tzitzis that were torn, but all mitzvahs such as sukkah, lulav, a shofar, and the like, when their mitzvah designation has been negated and they are no longer set to be used for their mitzvah. Like, for example, a lulav or a shofar that has become invalid or a dismantled sukkah. Tzivkat and beish and ifsiku. Osha Tiram El Atalis. They were talking about the strings that were severed from the talis. Osha Hatirin Min Atalis, or which one untied from the talis. And the same applies. V'hu Abdin Mikodim Shasam Abeged. The Azman Alav Nelson. The same applies before one affixed them to the garment, because designating an item to be used for a mitzvah is not halachically significant. It has no halachic significance, meaning verbal designation alone does not render an item usher for other uses. It has to actually be used for the mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's wording implies that once one affixes the tzitzit to a four-cornered garment, the tzitzit are considered designated for the mitzvah, even though one has not yet used them to perform the mitzvah by wearing the garment. This seems difficult to understand, as in general, preparing an item for mitzvah does not constitute designation. For example, when the dal minim are just bound together, they can still be used for whole purposes, but after they are used for the mitzvah, they become also for other uses. Indeed, Arzav Sachayim paskins and tzitzis are not considered a mitzvah entity until one wears the garment to which they are attached. So it's possible that the Mishnah Berurah could be understood, who explains that although one does not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis until one wears the garment, nonetheless, attaching the tzitzis to the garment is part of the mitzvah itself. And this is true specifically regarding tzitzis, in contrast to most other mitzvahs, where the preparation is not considered part of the mitzvah because the Torah overtly commands us to make tzitzis. It says, "Shall make tzitzis for them, right? Make for themselves tzitzis. Make gedilim for yourself upon the four corners of your clothing." So if we can explain that since attaching tzitzis to a garment is actually part of the mitzvah, doing so renders the tzitzis a mitzvah item. And support for this idea that making tzitzis is part of the mitzvah could possibly be found in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses, this is Menachas Mem Aleph Amen Aleph, certain Hasidim who were particular to place tzitzis on garments even before the garments were ready to be worn. The Gemara suggests that they did so as a matter of chumrah, even though tzitzis are chovas gavra. Now, this implies that even though a person only fulfills the mitzvah when wearing a mitzvah garment, the act of attaching tzitzis to the garment is also considered part of the mitzvah. Like the act of, let's say, building a sukkah is like part of the mitzvah. We continue weiter in Shas. Sif katan gimel, la ashba. So he says that you're allowed to throw them into the garbage. He says, you can go ahead and do some type of throwing out the item, but you still can't do a tashmish maguna. You can't go ahead and involve in some type of disgusting activity, as we'll see regarding, let's say, a talis of mitzvah to go ahead and wipe yourself with. That for sure is not allowed to be done. Sifkatan dalid, kvuyim be talis. So the Shulchan Aruch had said, as long as they are attached to the talis, it's usher to go ahead and use these tzitzis for your own use, as this would be a bizui mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah, afilu im ein logosh ata batalis, afilu balayla, kevin shu omei levisha. Right, even if one is not wearing the talis right now, and this applies even at night, because it's set to be worn, and to be mekayim the mitzvah with these tzitzis, to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, right? That's what he says about seis, about tzitzis yidei mitzvah tzitzis, right? Because it's set to be worn, to fulfill with these tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis, and he goes on, and he says that the same applies, chayin shofar nami afil achar Rosh Hashanah v'chayin lulav yashan, the same applies to a shofar, even after Rosh Hashanah, and similarly to an old lulav, im om din adayim l'mitzvah l'shanah habah, if they are still set to be used for the mitzvah the following year. Also, the shtamish rabbi should be the mitzvah of Ember Alacha. It is also to make use of them due to the isser of the mevazeh, degrading a mitzvah. The shtamish behem, it's also to use them. V'sitzis lo mahani t'nai ba'omer eini boidel mehen. Now, regarding tzitzis, a stipulation stating, I do not part from using them, is not effective as you have by where, kemo b'tafresh lamukhes, sif beiz, like you have there in the case of sukkah decorations, where the halacha is you're not allowed to divert sukkah decorations for other uses, or you can go ahead and before the onset of Yom Tov, you could make a t'nai, a stipulation, I do not part from using the decorations. The stipulation is effective, and one can use the decorations for whatever he wishes. He says such a declaration is not effective with respect to tzitzis. What's the reason? Mishum demizei mitzvah. Over here, using the sittah is considered degrading the mitzvah despite the stipulation. The sittah is al karchach behechbek l'shei mitzvah oseh. The mevarach alei l'satek. This is because in the case of sittahs, it is irrefutably clear that one acts for the sake of the mitzvah since one recites the bracha l'hisatev over them. If one would merely don the sittah's garment without reciting a bracha, so you can stipulate that he does not designate the sittahs for this mitzvah since it would not be evident that his intent is to fulfill the mitzvah. Perhaps he simply wishes to wear the garment. However, when one recites the bracha, one is declaring clearly that he intends to fulfill the mitzvah. Such overt intent effectively designates the sittahs for the mitzvah and undermines any stipulation to the contrary. Sifkat and Vav, Ein Linahod Bahen. So we saw that one cannot treat them. The Ramah says one can still not treat them in a degrading manner. And he says the Mishnah Brura, V'chein Mischacha Sukkah V'lula V'shofar L'achash is Badli Mitzvah Ein L'Zarka L'Ashba. The same applies to the Mischacha V'Sukkah, to a Lulav, and to a Shofar. Even when their mitzvah designation has been negated, one should not throw them into the garbage or do any such act. V'chol Kai Gamna Dava She'eno Kavon L'Mitzvah She'avra, and any such act which is not respectful for the mitzvah for which the item was used in the past. Chazal Pirkei Avot, the Nachash Shalom says, "Kasher v'guna afilu b'dvaras ha'sukkah." Pirkei Avot writes that it is proper to refrain from demeaning use even of sukkah walls. That is, even when they are no longer used for the mitzvah. His emphasis here is that while all agree that the schach of the sukkah is considered a mitzvah entity, some maintain that the walls are not. Therefore, the Pirkei Avot informs us that one should refrain from being mevazeh use even sukkah walls. Sif katan. Zayin lezarkan. So Lomar biadayim also lezarkan laashba. Achem itok shalogi nazar nizikul meila ein lachoshazeh. Meaning, it is also to actively discard them in the garbage. However, if they end up discarded as a result of not placing the visa, this is not a concern. For example, one may leave the sittahs in a place where a non-Jew will throw them out. Ches leganzan. Kasav maril dianiyah chasidus betol chasei from the simon. The Ma'aril writes that one should place the sittahs inside a sefer as a bookmark or use them for some other mitzvahs. Since one mitzvah was performed with them, another mitzvah should be performed with them. This principle that an item used for a mitzvah should be used for yet another mitzvah is based on the Gemara, Lamed Tesem, and Beis Brachos. The Gemara tells us the practice of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were particular to recite Hamotzi on bread that had been used for Erev Chatzeros. And there are other minhags based on this principle. For example, we say Baravos used on a Shana Rabba and used them for firewood when baking matzahs. We used the Hadassim for the Dal Minim for the Summim when reciting Abdullah. We used the loaf used for Erev Tavshilin as part of the Chemishna in the Shabbos meals. Sif Beis. This sif, as in its previous sif, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the proper treatment of sittah string. There, in the previous one, he dealt with the proper treatment of sittah strings. Here, he's going to deal with the proper treatment of a talus. Taliso shel mitzvah shabalu adam bodel atzmo mehem ve'eno muter lekaneach atzmo behem lo liyached oso l'tashmish amaguna ella zarkan ve'heim kalin. Regarding talisos that were used for the mitzvah of sittahs and which became worn out, one should refrain from using them freely. One is not permitted to clean oneself with them, nor to designate them for a demeaning use. Right? Cleaning here means, like, you know, wiping up ichi stuff from you. And lazark on the heim column, rather, one can discard them and they will disintegrate. Mishnah Brura Shebalu. I am reading God of the Talos Shal Mitzvah Shnifsekus. He says, "Lo Yasar Men Mechasayim." Do Bechlav Tashish Meguna Ba'Filu Mitalos Katan Aser. The Prima Gadam writes that regarding a talos that was used for the mitzvah whose sittahs have become severed, one should not make the talos into pants, because this is included in a demeaning use. Even to make pants from a talos katan, he says, is aser. Sif katan yud. Ve'ino muter. Kein tzarach loymar. That's what it's supposed to. That's the correct text of the Shulchan Aruch. Some editions of the Shulchan Aruch, the text reads, "Ve'ino rote lekaneach atzmo." One does not wish to clean oneself. This wording would indicate that, according to the letter of the law, it is permitted to clean oneself with a talus, but it was common to refrain from doing so as a matter of chumrah. The Shabur informs us that the that the version that reads Einon Mutter, one is not permitted, is correct. And cleaning oneself with a talis is totally, entirely usur. Sif katan yud aleph lekaneach, to clean oneself with them. This is even not just cleaning and wiping yourself from, let's say, excrement, but even just wiping off one's foot, right, with mud. That would be considered a demeaning activity, right? And even though often kaneach usually means wiping after using the bathroom, so one might have concluded that only an extremely demeaning use is prohibited. But even just using it to clean off dirt, that's anything ichi or whatever, is demeaning. We continue. Weiter in Shas Aru. Sif katan yud beis hameguna, right? Or to designate them for a demeaning use is also a problem. So he says here in the Mishnah Berurah, Aval sheino maguna shari. However, to designate them for use that is not demeaning, it is permissible. Now, regarding the halacha, that while the sittas are still attached to the talis, as to whether one can use the talis for a use that is not meguna, that's olas tamid d'shari. Olas tamid says it's permitted. Dafka b'sittas osar mechaber. It's only by sittas that the mechaber asks it. Ulataz osar. The taz it's osar. V'chein hiskim apri megodim. Some of the megodim agree. V'chazon the talis shaltfila miyuchal lekach. He says not only that, a talis of that you use a talis gadol specifically for tefila is more chamer. He says the talis itself, the status itself of the talis is as chamer as the status of the tzitzis, because it's designated for the mitzvah of prayer, and therefore it is usur to use the talis for any mundane purpose. The Alicha Shlomo paskins that this is in Dvar Halacha 19, that it is therefore usur to clean one's hands spectacles with a talis gadol. Simply, one should not dry one's hands with a talis. However, he says, however, regarding a talis katan, it's clear that it may be used for any purpose that is not demeaning, even while the sittas are attached to it, because it's an ordinary garment, and one can sleep in it at night, as will be stated below. Sif katan yud gimel zarkan, meaning he can throw them in the garbage. He can even throw them into the garbage, and he says, says, even the opinion quoted above, which asks discarding the sitter strings themselves in the garbage, it is implicit that even that opinion concurs in the present case of a talis without the sitter, that one can discard it in the garbage. That is, once the sitter have been removed from the talis, and the Ramah does not bring down the Chomer opinion who asers discarding a mitzvah item in the garbage here, over here by Talis, but he does above regarding Sitzis. This implies that in the case of a Talis, he does not disagree, and he too permits discarding a Talis in the garbage.